Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. Over the past couple of days, we have had some pretty steamy temperatures reaching up into the high 80s and low 90s. With weather this high outside, the temperature in the inside of a car can quickly climb to between 130 to 172 degrees. A new law authored by State Representative Tony Cook is now in place to help animals trapped in a car on a hot day.
The rescue bill for animals in an overheated car, giving you complete grants to go ahead and brake and enter that car. Once you took some reasonable steps, that's call 911 or an emergency contact person immediately. Stay by the car, check the car, making sure that it's not got a door that's open already or a window that you could get into the car. If possible, send people in to where that person might be. And then at all costs, if you see the dog is going into convulsive actions and experiencing difficulties, then you're able to break the window and enter the car at that point. And again, you must stay at the car after you've also entered the car.
This new law gives partial immunity from civil liability for property damage incurred from a forcible entry while saving the trapped animal. Cook says this is not an uncommon occurrence, and many have reported pets being left in vehicles across the state.
It's going to hopefully relieve a lot of issues we have with the calls and the number of calls we get, and the incidents were kind of astounding to people. Over 250 calls in a 3.5 month period of time in Fort Wayne alone, and 249 here in Marion County in June, July, and August. So it's a very prevalent issue that we hope that this will give some opportunity for people to be good Samaritans and be able to rescue an animal in that kind of condition.
Indiana joins 25 other states in addressing the issue of protecting citizens who rescue animals left in a vehicle. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.